Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Schedule a little bit different here with the clock because we had Rangers Day Baseball. They did fall to the A's 3-0, but they're going to get after the Mariners tomorrow night, pregame at 6:30. It's time now to go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has L.A. Live. La,
la, la, la. Song sound like you're falling.
La, 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 la. Won't you?
About to fall on some white, big old white pillows.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it. Thirsty Thursday, Ladies Night Edition, LA Live, right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a
that weed,
it'll make you dance damn. Some of everything.
Sticky.
Everybody get high.
You mentioned you dated 11 athletes in the course of your life. That may have been an
probably
old
more than that.
Okay.
I mean, I've said publicly that I've had sex with 30 guys. I do have a list on my phone. I could look at the list and tell you how many athletes, but as of right now, I don't know that number off the top of my head. I think I said 8 NBA players, though, I think was the number.
Okay.
Yeah.
You specifically said, and I quote, athletes don't use condoms. If you want to come up off a check off a man, you could just an athlete because they're really, really dumb.
Really, really dumb. I did say that.
Beware out here. Don't become a sucker, brother. I know you just got that draft check. You're looking for it to hit that account. You're feeling real good right now. Don't come up short.
Probably feels unlimited, you know?
Yes.
There's nothing I can do to possibly
nothing
spend all
you
this
can
money.
Do. And you're super young. It's just
yep.
The world's your oyster, brother. I'm just saying, be careful out here. Go get you a girl that's a surgeon. Didn't you meet somebody in college? You went to college. I'm just saying, brother. Yeah. Meet somebody in college, man.
For a little time, we went to college.
Lead these street skags for us working guys.
Please. Never
we earned that for not achieving.
I've never felt better about my lack of athleticism after hearing something like that. You know, just a whole world I don't even have to worry about.
She walking right past you.
Yeah,
can you show me where the restroom is?
Do you work here?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
This is LA Live for Thursday, May 1st, 2025. Happy May Day to you. All right, I seen this on the timeline. May the 1st be with you today. I heard it may the 4th be with you, but May the 1st is a thing too, huh? Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first-time listeners. Welcome in, last-time listeners. Welcome in, long-time listeners. This is LA Live, sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Tis the season for that. And that's going to last all the way into the winter here in Texas. Because you'll never know when something's going to come through and rip your roof off.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm telling you, fam.
Yeah, that is true.
Or it's just too hot when it starts tearing up your roof.
Yeah. Really,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
I got Greystone, speed dial.
Here we go. All right, fellas. Have you fellas ever dated someone or almost dated someone that you feel was kind of crazy?
Oh, yeah.
And I say that respectfully. Calling someone crazy can be dismissive, you know what I mean? And insensitive to the people that have to deal with real issues.
You're talking about, like, above just the run-of-the-mill general crazy
chick. Yeah. Unless you diagnose yourself with some type of mental illness, then I'm scared of you. I'm still scared of you.
Like, actually crazy?
Like, irrational? Bad conflict resolution skills type thing? You know, just a scary person. Like, I don't know, man. I gotta
that's
get
pretty
out
common.
Of this.
No coup.
You guys ever dated somebody like that?
Yeah.
Or, you know,
I think I might have been that person a couple of times myself.
Okay, I believe you.
You believe me?
I believe you.
Yes. But, I think I have a couple times. Didn't last long. My spidey sense and fire off.
That's what I want. What was it that made you say, wow, okay, that person might be a little, whoa. I got to be careful here.
I mean, she did. One of these gals punched me once.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that'll get it.
That'll do.
You know, I think we were just kind of like talking, and I was on my phone. We're sitting on the couch, and all of a sudden, I felt like knuckles on my cheek. I was
wow.
like, "What just happened?"
Face punch.
Wow.
She's like, "That was rude." I'm like, "Oh, okay.
All right, well,
this is going to end real soon."
Yeah, sure. Anybody else want to admit something? Come on, Broadus.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've divorced twice.
You just met a bunch of angels?
No. I've been divorced twice.
Yeah, it was all him.
Yeah, one of them was me for sure.
Okay.
But probably the drunken New Year's comment, like it's always going to be a problem that you're Jewish.
Whoa,
you got one of
that. Somebody
that's
said
the
that?
One. Yeah, that's the one.
It's going to be a problem lady? That you're Jewish?
Yeah. She was holding on to that.
Happy
one.
New Year, honey. Yeah.
We'd already been together for a year, yeah. and it's yeah. like, okay, let's break this one out.
Yeah.
You could open with that.
Yeah, welcome to being black.
I feel you, bro.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just it's not going to work. I love you, though. You're so sweet.
Sorry I'm not
but God. My dad, yeah. you know. All right, well, hey. This woman right here, she's in love, but didn't know how to express it. Might be a little off a rocker. There's a Florida woman named LaTrance Battle, 52 years old, posed as an ICE agent and kidnapped her ex-boyfriend's wife.
Dang,
from
LaTrance.
From her job, bro.
Uh-oh.
Yes, this is talking about being in love right here.
Uh-oh.
She had a black shirt with ICE printed on it, and she had a utility belt. She had a handheld radio. She had props!
She gave this some thought.
She gave it some thought, dog.
She just Googled ICE agent.
Respect the execution.
Yeah.
She had props, bro.
Excellent. She needed an earpiece, though.
She was buttoned up.
Here we go, yeah. This is what she was on right here. You never been in love like she's been in love. She allegedly showed a sheriff's office business card. Not a badge, but I got this business card. And it's got this little logo on it.
I'm with ICE.
It's close enough. I'm with ICE.
Come with me.
She told the victim that she needed to go to the sheriff's office with her. The victim believed that Battle was an ICE agent because she is in the process of becoming a legal United States citizen.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So, if you've seen the mugshot, Buddy probably came up. Buddy left her for a Cuban. He probably came up, bro. She said, I got enough. I'm arresting this one. Yeah, she got in the car, and they were taking her back to the apartment. The girl started realizing something was wrong, got out the car and ran and told authorities. So now this old lady right here is getting in trouble for impersonating an officer and everything, kidnapping somebody.
Yeah, it's like, what's the end game after that?
Well,
like,
I don't know what you're going to do. Like,
what was the plan?
Tell
me
everything.
She didn't have a plan.
She crashed out, bro.
Just get this gal out of the way. He'll be all mine.
Yeah.
It's irrational thinking selfish. Right there.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
LaTrance Battle is a great name for a dancer, though. Could you see her, though, like just killing it to some disco?
The trance.
Look at the trance go.
Jim, run back two stages.
The Cure, NXS.
817's not lying when they say this. I remember meeting this guy at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers. He dated a girl that he had later found out had killed her ex.
Yeah.
God, that's crazy. There's apparently either...
Was it a good reason?
There's like a documentary about it now, or there's going to be one, but that's crazy, huh?
I mean, 100%,
Yeah.
Unless there's a fantastic reason, like he was super abusive and
right,
was about to, he had his hands around your throat.
I could see
a justification, but give us the details.
At least 98% chance that's the last day we're together.
Yeah.
And I'm moving across state lines.
Yeah, because you got to be fearful. What is she
now? You're the ex.
Yeah.
She's going to kill me.
Might just have to disappear.
It's a freaking beer.
Well, speaking of going to jail and ladies going to jail and everything, this young lady right here got herself locked up. I don't know why, but she didn't like the song the officer was playing while she was on her way to the Bing. Listen. Hell yeah. Hold on. Here we go. Computer back funny sometimes.
Can you please turn this music off?
I can't. What kind of music would you like?
Just nothing at this point. But this is like the worst song ever. This is not the song I need to go to jail to.
Not my walk-up song, dude.
I like this because I always pay attention to songs playing in the background during those viral fight videos.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like somebody's up there fighting for their life and like Beyonce's Bootylicious is playing in the background. I don't think you're ready for this, Jelly. And you're looking at three cats like, oh my God. listen to the song that was playing in the cop's car, though. Here it is. I don't want to go to jail for this.
No, way too happy.
Some uncomfortable ass seats in the back.
It's just terrible too.
Yeah. Guys singing along.
Yeah.
What a dorky cop.
He said, "What a dorky cop."
Anybody that doesn't change the station within 10 seconds of the song starting, not cool. So going to jail or not, this song's off.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Right out of the road trip soundtrack.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Lucius, how many times you had to play that song for people?
Well, I played some goofy songs before. That's why I stopped doing weddings.
Yeah.
Bridezillas.
I figured you had to probably play that one before.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a prison base. There's more prison base for you guys before we get out of here.
Oh, prison base.
Yeah. Girls locked up in prison looking for love. They're on their way out. This Miss Lopez right here is hungry for a daddy.
Hi, my name is Marcella Lopez. My number is 118340. Shout out to Prison Connect. Just looking for a daddy who's hungry, because I'm hungry too.
Yeah. Then she takes a bite of a Snickers bar. And it wasn't even sexy. Like, she just bit into that joint, bro.
That's how hungry I am.
She's been locked up for a minute, Phil.
If you were dating a prison girl, would that be considered crazy?
Yeah, probably.
Part of that, yeah.
High crazy ratio going on there.
Crazy.
Lorena Hernandez. She's in Cali. She likes outdoor activities, and she also has all of her teeth.
Hi, my name's Lenora Hernandez.
Oh,
I go by Lena. I'm 50 years old, but I young 50. I have all my teeth. They're all real. No grays. I'm just kidding. But that's true, though. But so
already
I'm
lying.
Doing a little stay in prison. I've been down 9 years. I have a couple years left. So I'm looking to meet somebody and hope make a connection, a long-term relationship or just a friend. I'm on my way out of here, so it'd be nice to get to know somebody. I like a lot of outdoors activities, so whatever you're into, I'd like to hear from you.
My little prison stay, but I've been in here nine years.
My little, and got two more to go, so yeah. I was charged with at least 15.
Yeah, but I'm almost out of here.
But that's two a little skid bin.
Do you get like a little blurb of what they did, you know, before you hit the...
See, no. that's
you
got
to reach out.
Yeah. I wonder that.
Yeah, like who's going on here looking for their next girlfriend? Is this maybe people that were also inside and now they are having a hard time?
Maybe there's somebody that just knows. Because every once in a while, there's a few of them come across the screen, you're like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
People like these prison
people. I can fix
them.
Put up with that crazy for at least 90 days.
At least they brought us.
People like these prison people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're kind of like, oh, this is cool. Yeah.
I mean, there's an interesting story usually, you know. I could see like being pen pals as I have several times, you know, with people in prison.
That's nothing right. against them. I just wouldn't want to like open up my dating search there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a final desperation move, right? I mean, this is after Bumble and all that stuff's not working.
Try prison, babe. Prison
you're
connect.
Like, you're like teetering. Should I try Grindr? No, we're going to do the prison women, right?
Swipe.
It's a home run.
Last one, man. Jessica Hilton right here. I feel like this one's a trap, but I mean, when you...
Hey, I'm Jess. I'm 36, and I f*** on the first date.
Oh.
So if you want to hit me up on JPay, my number is 159-791, and shout out to Prison Connect.
And she stands up and shows you her body. Oh. Do you like my body? She's still going up, bro.
What kind of a score you get?
Was it likable? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, bro.
It was likable.
It's a crash out. You take her home to mom and be like, I mean, you know, she did her time. She learned some things. Yeah. She's reading books. She got a degree now. Yeah.
She can read now.
Turned spiritual.
She can read now.
Yeah, she found God.
She got a GD.
Hey, I'm Jess. I'm 36, and I f*** on the first date. Yeah.
Look, when it's your first date in 10 years, I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, she's 36. She's got to start a family ASAP.
You're right now.
Come on. She's going to give you some grandkids, clearly.
Oh, my God. All right. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise on a Freestyle Friday, a Feel Good Friday, whatever it's called, man. Y'all be safe out of here. Holla. Peace.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation. Proper round tripper coming up, Woolchuck. What do we have?
We got an update on the fan who fell at PNC Park. The latest power rankings. And are the Rays worried the Yankees are spying on them? That's next in the Nation.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.